Hey, a lot of people I know have been buying homes lately or attempting to buy homes, moving out of bigger and better things. This is Chris Johnson. I'm going in the opposite direction, of course, but I did buy a home at one point in time. So I know that it's a giant pain in the fucking ass. It's a pain in the dick. It's a million fucking steps you gotta do to buy a fucking home. You gotta deal with the fucking bank. You gotta make sure your fucking credit's in order. You gotta find the fucking thing. I gotta be honest too. I was super pissed for a really long time when I bought my house and I didn't get to fucking live there because of the fucking divorce. Right now, I'm pretty fucking jacked up that I'm not living there because I settled for the home. I settled for it. I was like, yeah, I guess we can live there. Like, fucking, let's fucking do it. You gotta be really fucking committed and like ready to fucking roll if you're gonna like fucking buy a place and like fucking move in there because you're committing like a ton of fucking money to it. I don't think I was committed. I just thought like, I don't know, does my ex like this place? She does. Like, oh, I guess we could do it. But I don't know, man. Like, fuck that place. Building a house is like another option. I know somebody who thought, you know what? Fuck this. I'm tired of fucking house hunting. They were house hunting for a while. Because if you have no fucking deadlines, you can afford to fucking house hunt as long as you fucking want. You just wait around to fucking get what you need. And this person, they were fucking tired of it. One of my buddies was tired of it. And they were like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to design my own goddamn house. So automatically, you're realizing this person a lot higher up on the totem pole than me. One, they have the ability to plan shit. Two, they have the financial viability to fucking say, fuck it, I'm going to buy my own fucking house. Three, they got the drive and determination to execute such a plan. Better person than me in almost every fucking conceivable way. So they go through all this. They like plan for the fucking home. They apply for the fucking loans. They get all the money. Their credit score was good. And I know this because I've seen the documentation. I've seen the documents. So like, whoa, got yourself a pretty hefty loan there, kid. You got a good loan there, kiddo, so that everything's looking good. I'm glad everything's looking good. Design the own fucking house? You know, all the square footage, drawing it on their own. Their rationale was like, you know what? I don't want to fucking live in somebody else's house. This person like went through fucking everything. Busting their balls, working fucking extra hours, doing everything right. Staying fucking disciplined. More so than I could ever fucking do. And they were about ready to break ground. Like, ground is going to be broken soon. They're breaking ground on a new fucking home. They got a fucking plot of land. They got all that shit. And then they got a letter from the bank. I fucking hate banks. Fucking hate mortgage companies. I fucking hate all those institutions. Because you know what? Like everything else in our society, they don't give a fuck about you. These banks, these institutions, they don't give a shit about you. They give a shit about money. So they approved all this shit. And then they took a look at, like, where the house was going to be. Like, where the ground was going to be broken. And they're like, ooh. Wait a second. No, I don't think so. That the area is a little too urban. You know what that means? It means black. That's fucking white code for black. Anytime somebody wants to say something is a little too dark for their fucking liking, they say it's a little too urban. So the bank doesn't want to say like, hey, we're racist assholes. We just don't like the fact that there might be too many people that are not white pal fucking nerds living around you. So they say like, oh, you know, we just took a look at the situation. We know you're breaking ground in a week and we know we approved you for, I'm just going to make up a number, $500,000 at, 4%. But hey, we took a look. You got a lot of black people around you. So, I'm sorry, we're going to cut the loan amount down to about $300,000, and we're going to up your percentage to 6%. So, hey, congratulations on your new home. And then this person's looking at this, and I'm reading the email. I actually read the email. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck is this? They're like, well, what would you do? I was like, you tell that bank to go fuck themselves. You're not fucking taking that home, goddammit. I'm getting all, like, authoritative, as if I have any fucking room to fucking speak. Talking to a person who is so fucking high above me on the fucking stratosphere in terms of what they need and what they fucking want and what they're fucking like striving to accomplish. But now Chris Johnson's coming to fucking play. You don't fucking play anymore. Like, you tell them to fuck off, goddammit. That's what you tell them. That's what Chris Johnson would do. They did tell them to fuck off, which I loved. And they did it in like a really, really like cunty fashion. It's like, yeah, you know what? Fuck you. Paraphrasing here. Didn't say fuck you to the bank. But they were like, you know what? I'm sorry. They like CC'd the builder and like the bank. They're like, I was told the area was too urban. And they put urban in quotes, which is my favorite fucking part about that fucking email. Because it's a fuck you to the system. Because they just took a big black dildo. They lubed up and they shoved it right up their white fucking corporate asses. Fucking bullshit. Here's the deal. I get that fucking banks and corporations are out to fucking make money. I totally understand that. But the fucking address of this place didn't fucking move. Like, all of a sudden, like a week before, you're gonna fucking break ground. You're like, whoa, wait a second. Black people live around there? Holy shit. Oh, wait a second. We can't write black people. Like, we have to talk in, like, douchey fucking corporate code. Hey, it's a little too urban an area. That's the ticket. It's too urban. I'm sorry. Sorry, we just can't put money into the area because it's too urban. You know what really fucking pisses me off about that, aside from fucking everything up to this point? You know, a lot of times you hear politicians talk about this all the time, or you hear like white douchebags talk about it. They're like, man, we got to revitalize urban areas. We got to bring back the fucking cities. Areas are getting too fucking run down. We got to fucking fix them. And then you got somebody with fucking money. You got somebody with fucking drive. You got somebody with class. Somebody who fucking got out of college in 3 fucking years because they're fucking geniuses, who wants to move into a particular area, wants to put money in a particular area where they fucking grew up, and you're fucking this person. You're fucking this person after you already gave them a certain amount of fucking money. Just because you're fucking idiots and you can't read a fucking map. You know what? If you're going to be douchey about it, just be douchey about it. Just say like, sorry, we don't like the color of the people that are living there. Don't fucking code it. Don't fucking douche it up. Like, fuck you, man. Everybody knows what you fucking mean. Everybody knows. It's fucking disgusting. It really pisses me off. Well, I'll be back. Sundays and Wednesdays. You can catch me on Podbean. Every single episode's there, the website or the app. That is the host site for the podcast. You can also catch it on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify. And I'm on Instagram, too. You can see my face. Want to see my face? Want to get up in my face? You can do that on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes. And catch me on Facebook, too. I'm going to keep pumping out the podcast. Put it right in the timeline for you.